The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Netflix's latest surprise hit is called Baby Reindeer, and if you think, like I did, that based on the title, Baby Reindeer is a kid's show, get ready for the starkest version of expectations versus reality that you could possibly imagine. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Merle, here with my review of the limited series Baby Reindeer, which is currently on Netflix. And this is the latest case of good old-fashioned word of mouth working for a show. I just kept seeing the name pop up online in various places over the last week and a half or so, so I decided to check it out and see what all the buzz was about, and I immediately knew that I wanted to talk about it here on the channel. Like I said, I thought it was some kind of a kid's show, but it turns out that Baby Reindeer is one of the most chilling, powerful, cringe-inducing, darkly comic at times, comically dark at other times shows that I've seen in a very, very long time. And it's something that the streaming services often struggle to produce, which is a show that feels wholly unique and original. Baby Reindeer was created and written by Richard Gadd, who also stars in the series, and it's based on his real-life experience with a stalker in the mid-2010s. This isn't a straight retelling. Gadd doesn't play himself. He plays a character named Donnie Dunn, but the basics of the story reportedly are the same, including Donnie's burgeoning career as a stand-up, his real-life experiences with abuse, and the long months that he was stalked by a middle-aged woman who's been renamed Martha for the series. The name of the show, Baby Reindeer, is the pet name that Martha gives Donnie and that she addresses him by in the hundreds of poorly written emails that she sends him every single day, each tagged with a hand-typed "sent from my iPhone," which is usually misspelled. Martha, Donnie's stalker, is played by an actress named Jessica Gunning, who I was completely unfamiliar with before seeing the show, and her performance in this series is one of the best performances in a TV series that I've seen in a really long time.
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was that?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
Baby Reindeer has been a late entry into the Emmy race, and I think it has a real chance to make some noise in the limited series category, with Gunning leading the way. Her Martha is a truly terrifying figure, at first appearing to be sweet and vulnerable, which gives way to attachment, fixation, and finally, dangerous obsession. One of the reasons Donnie doesn't nip the whole thing in the bud and distance himself immediately is that he feels sorry for Martha, and in the early part of the series, she does cut a very pathetic figure. But every time you feel a little bit sorry for her, she does something even more unbalanced to make you realize that she is not well, and that Donnie and even his friends and family are probably not safe. The first three episodes in particular are an acting showcase for Jessica Gunning as Martha, and I hope that she does get some of this award's attention because she deserves it. Baby Reindeer is 7 episodes long and it runs about 4 hours total, and when I saw the length, I thought at first, oh, well, I'll just sit here and watch the whole thing pretty much all at once, and well, that plan went out the window pretty quickly. For the first few episodes, it's because it's just so difficult to watch because every time Martha gets a little bit of grace or a little bit of leeway or Donnie doesn't turn her in or doesn't do something he should do, it just makes things worse. And I sat there going, I don't know how I can sit through 7 episodes of this. I don't know how they can do 7 episodes of this, because by the time you get to the end of episode 3, things have escalated to such a point it's hard to figure out where they can even go from there. But then Baby Reindeer did something that I didn't expect. It becomes something different, and that's not to mean that it becomes a different show, but we learn more about Donnie after seeing so much about Martha, and what we learn in that episode recontextualizes everything that we've seen leading up to that episode, and it puts everything that we see after that episode in the proper context. For the first three episodes, I was practically screaming through my television at Donnie sometimes saying, why did you do that? Why are you letting her get away with this? Why aren't you reporting her? This is insane. And I think that the show is structured to be that way on purpose. They want the audience, and Richard Gadd, who wrote, as I mentioned, all of these shows, wants the audience, I think, to want you to feel that way before we learn these crucial things about Donnie that then going back and looking at those three episodes, you go, oh my God, that's why. And it just becomes so much deeper. The first three episodes are great, but they're probably a little more similar to the true crime-ish stories that we've seen before that are going to generate memes and that are sort of addictive watching and people go, oh, I can't wait for the next one. The turn that Baby Reindeer makes turns the show into something else, and I think it's better for it because instead of becoming something like maybe one of these shows that we've seen before, it becomes something that is so specifically tailored to these two characters and how they interact and how they interact with the people around them. And that for me is what really makes Baby Reindeer stand out. Something beyond just a really entertaining true story type of thing to something that I think is really profound and difficult to watch and tragic, and yet something that strikes so many chords, whether you've gone through the things that these characters have gone through or you haven't gone through those things. The second part of Baby Reindeer goes into the complex psychological dynamic between Donnie and Martha, and you understand that it goes both ways. It's informed by trauma in Donnie's past that has shattered his life in ways that can't be altered, in ways that echo across every relationship in his life, including a romance he's having with a trans woman named Terry, played by Nava Mao in a standout supporting role. From the midpoint on, Baby Reindeer juggles the Martha-Donnie stalking story with Donnie's own past. And it is difficult to watch. There are warnings in front of a couple of the episodes regarding abuse and sexual assault for a reason. Those aren't sort of, you know, cover your ass sort of things or disclaimers that the network puts on there because they just want to be careful. We go very deep into Donnie's trauma. And knowing that this is based on stuff that actually happened to Richard Gadd, of course, makes it even harder to watch. But this isn't also what some people might call trauma porn, for lack of a better word, because again, it goes straight to the heart of the story and understanding who these characters are that we're watching and why they're acting the way that they are. If this had just been a show about Martha, it would have been shorter, I think, or it would have been too repetitive. And not exploring Donnie's life, I think, would have stretched credibility over his inaction. But Baby Reindeer really comes to life when this curtain is pulled back, and we get so many great scenes as Donnie also begins to break down, including a heartbreakingly honest conversation that he has with his parents as his problems become impossible to ignore. The seven episodes of Baby Reindeer are headed by two directors who I think are also worthy of awards consideration. The first director is Weronika Tofilska, who also co-wrote this year's Love Lies Bleeding with Rose Glass, who directed that film. That's a movie I really enjoyed. The final three episodes are helmed by Josefine Bornbusch, a Swedish actress turned writer-director, and for a series that's structured like Baby Reindeer, having a director switch off after episode four makes total sense. This is not just another average guy being menaced by a crazy person story. It's about the walls of Donnie's life closing in on him and how Martha personifies the chaos that already exists in his own mind.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
One thing that I worry about is that because this is based on his life, that Richard Gadd's performance as Donnie will be dismissed as somebody who's, oh, just playing himself. But that would be doing a huge disservice to his work. He is every bit as good as Donnie as Jessica Gunning is as Martha, particularly in these last four episodes, one of which ends with a cathartic 10-minute monologue as Donnie finally processes years of trauma in front of a live audience. I do feel like some audiences are gonna be put off by Baby Reindeer because they're gonna want the kind of show that it is at the beginning and maybe find that the show that it is in the last four episodes is a bit too intense. And to be honest, I understand that reaction. This is not a light and jaunty Friday night watch. It is graphic and unflinching and yes, uncomfortable as Donnie's trauma is unspooled, but it's necessary for this show to have the desired impact. It is a show about two damaged people, the mistakes that they both make, the spirals that they both fall into, and how Donnie tries and often fails to pull himself out of his own spiral. This is not a good versus evil kind of story. And by the end of it, you start to understand a little bit more how similar Donnie and Martha are. You have Martha's outward destruction, this destructive force of everybody around her, and you have Donnie's inward self-destruction. And this is really a story about those two forces colliding with each other and the absolute devastation that occurs when that happens. It's a difficult journey, but one that I found worth it. Baby Reindeer gets a qualified see it now, with the caveat that the disclaimers and warnings aren't there solely as just in case guidelines. This is a dark, dark journey about struggling to find the light. But I think the fact that the show is more than you might think it is works in its favor. And I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the year, this is one of my favorite things that I've seen at home or in theaters. This was something that was really memorable. And again, it just goes to show you that Netflix can put all the marketing budget and all the money, the hype, the buzz around the shows that they think are going to do well. But a lot of times, great shows have the best marketing of all, which is that somebody watches it and they tell somebody about this great show and they tell somebody and they tell somebody. And before you know it, I'm on here yammering about it on YouTube. So those are my thoughts on Baby Reindeer. What do you think? Are you going to check it out? Have you already checked it out? Let me know down in the comments below. And as always, be sure to stay tuned right here on the channel. I've got more movie news, reviews, and stuff planned for this week. I've got box office planned for next week. We're going to talk about the top 10 summer movies and my predictions as far as what's going to top the box office for these next 4 months as we head into the first weekend of May. All kinds of great stuff. Thanks for spending part of your day here with me. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.